if you've heard any mainstream metal at all, chances are you've heard this guy plucking at his bass like a madman.
My official name is Robert Augustine Trujillo.
I thought you had a full, like, seven-part name with some...
Oh, you know, yeah, sometimes I do. Depends on how many tequila shots I have. It could be Roberto Augustine Miguel Santiago San Juan Trujillo Veracruz.
That's rock god Robert Trujillo. He's an insanely talented bass player with a killer resume.
I played in Suicidal Tendencies. Ozzy Osbourne. I also play with a band called Metallica.
Just a little band called Metallica.
Yeah, the Mighty Metallica. It's a lot of fun.
Robert Trujillo has been part of these huge metal acts for decades. We started by asking him about his rock origins. So how did you first get into rock and roll?
Well, in our household, I was surrounded by James Brown and Motown, the Rolling Stones. And I remember hearing, at least from my father, a lot of flamenco. And he played flamenco guitar, too. So at a very young age, when I gravitated towards guitar, I actually played it more in the flamenco style. I didn't play with a pick. I played with my fingers, and that obviously translated well to bass. On my mother's side, we had distant cousins who were actually very successful entertainers in Mexico. I took a trip down there, and I was amazed to see how many musicians were on that side of the family, you know, ranchero musicians, guitarrón, all these crazy, cool instruments. And it was always sort of a celebration.
So when you were in Suicidal Tendencies, did you guys think of yourselves as a Latino band?
You know, I did. We felt like we were a faction, we were a family, and we were multicultural and we were diverse. At a time when it was not accepted, you know, a lot of punk bands didn't want this multiracial thing to happen. I remember being in Milwaukee and playing a gig there in 1989. It's my first tour with Suicidal Tendencies. And we were like sort of stuck on the bus because there was a gang of skinheads waiting to beat on us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. They didn't do anything. I mean, you know, it didn't come down to that, you know.
So tell me about auditioning for Metallica. What was that like?
Well, let me go back a little bit. In 1993, Suicidal Tendencies was blessed with the opportunity to actually tour with Metallica. And we opened for Metallica for about a year. I remember watching these guys every night going, wow, it doesn't get bigger than this. 10 years later, I get a call for the biggest audition of my life. It was a two-day audition. First day, I was just like this fly on the wall. And then at 11 at night, I haven't played yet. I'm just hanging out with Metallica. And guys would go, hey, man, you know, let's go get a drink. And I'm like, okay. So we went to a couple bars, about five of them. And then I think I went to bed at five. And I'm talking about, you know, this was a hard, you know, hard liquor experience. And we're all sitting at this table and I have the worst headache of my life. I'm ready to throw in the towel and just tell everybody I'm sick. I can't be here right now. But I didn't. I went in the bathroom. I threw water on my face. And I said, hang in there, hang in there. And then I played.
Yeah.
I got the gig pretty much that day. That's when I earned my stripes. And my life changed at that moment.
Wow. So after you joined, did you get any pushback about being Mexican and being in the band?
No. In fact, for the band itself, I think that's something that they were proud of. You know, I mean, Kurt's mother's Filipino. And that's, I think, something that's really great for metal and for rock. I think it's nice to have a diverse background. Metallica fans all over the world are amazing. You know, people always talk about Europe, you know, that's where all the passion is for metal. But I tell you, the Mexicanos, man, they bring it. They really do.
For sure. So, you know, just to sort of wrap things up, the crab walk, how did you, is that your own invention or how did that come about?
The crab walk is something that I created with Ozzy, Las Vegas. Ozzy could kind of run into each band member and he'd either pull your hair, he'd grab your shirt, or he'd grab you by the neck. And he came up to me and he got in my face, you know, and he's singing to me, right? And then I just got lower and lower and lower. And I think from all the years of skateboarding and surfing and snowboarding, I felt like, you know, I'm pretty limber, you know, I'm going to see how low I can go and keep playing this bass guitar. So I went into this kind of sumo position. And Ozzy went down with me, and we both started doing this walk. So it was like, dun, 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 dun. So the feet start stomping. And then I saw this big smile suddenly just creep onto his face. And at that moment, the crab walk was born.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us, Robert Trujillo.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate this. This was a lot of fun.
Bassist Robert Trujillo of Metallica.
It's funny hearing that interview because you look at pictures of him and he is like such a tough metal guy.
Yeah.
And then you talk to him and he's like just extremely chill California dude.